Sydney is here in the studio. Sydney is usually on our show for This Week on Campus because Sydney's been going to the U of M since 1984.
Ooh, now she
plans to graduate soon from the U of M by the turn of the next decade. Sydney, we're giving you a hard time. Sydney, we love you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Sydney, we're going to try. I mean, it's such an interesting story about this TanaCon, but it gets a little bit kind of twisty-turny. So we're trying to keep it as simple as possible. What was TanaCon anyway?
So TanaCon was supposed to be a convention where like fans of YouTubers and influencers could like go and like see performances for like those influencers that sing. And there was supposed to be meet and greets and like just like fun little things where people could interact with the people that they see online.
And that's really cool. It's kind of like going to like Star Party and doing meet and greets with all the artists there. But these are like influencers. So people love influencers and they've got a chance to go meet. And Tana is a specific influencer, right?
Yeah, Tana's absolutely incredible. I've met her so many times and she has built an insane platform from the ground up.
She was there though, right?
Yeah, it was a convention that she wanted to put on. She had some beef with another convention called VidCon. So Michael's big idea was to create a rival convention in her name. So the idea itself was really good and Tana had a lot of good thought behind it, but she did not pick the right person to put it on.
So now we're going to get to him in a second, but basically it was going to be a weekend. It was going to be in a hotel and Michael was his name, the big guy behind it, who is only, he looks like he's in high school, but he's 24.
Right. Yeah. He's my age.
And so he put this on. What basically went wrong? Because you sold some tickets and you gave away some tickets. How did it go from manageable to 25,000 people in the parking lot all screaming to get in?
For sure. Well, on the show, he says that he put this together in months. Like, he did a lot of planning. And I think he threw this together probably in 3.5 weeks or a month. And I really don't know where things went wrong because I feel like I was lied to from start to finish.
So about what?
Just everything. I mean, he was telling us, just like he was telling everyone else, that there was all these free tickets and, you know, so on and so forth. And he was charging people for tickets and there was really not that many free tickets. So when people went to go get those quote unquote free tickets, there was hardly any there. So then they just end up purchasing them. So it was a money grab for sure. But
okay.
I mean, I didn't know all of this going into it because I worked as an assistant.
You only knew what he told you.
Exactly. So I don't think I ever got the full truth.
So what finally happened? So, and by the way, this is on Dr. Phil. It was on yesterday. But it's on part two again today, and it was so fascinating because these festivals that are thrown together by people who don't necessarily have a lot of experience or integrity, like Fire Festival is the one everybody goes to. It's like, oh, Fire Festival, Ja Rule was ridiculous. What happened? A lot happened, but what happened the day of when everything went down?
And like I said on Dr. Phil, I feel like I legitimately blacked out during that whole experience because it was just, it was chaos. But what happened was, is we woke up in the morning and we had said meet and greet check-in started at 7 a.m. And then Michael didn't even have us go downstairs until 9 a.m. By the time it was 9 a.m., I mean, I had never seen so many people in my life. It looked like Lollapalooza from the hotel.
They were snaked around the parking lot.
Oh.
It was crazy.
Yeah, so everyone had came and the hotel, I mean, when I walked in the hotel the first time I got there, I was like, there's no way you're fitting over 1,000 people in here comfortably. And we were right, sure enough. And I mean, they let people in and they probably let in like 1,000 people. And then the more people came in, you couldn't even walk. Like it was just packed shoulder to shoulder. And then nonetheless, the fire department came. I mean, the people who own the hotel were like, what the heck? You can't keep letting people in. And it ended up just having to get cut off and canceled.
And then at some point, Michael asked you to go outside and you had to stand on a rickety plastic table with a microphone and a speaker to tell everybody go home.
He sure did. He claimed that he was too busy to go out and cancel it. And I'm like, I don't know what you're busy doing. He was literally riding a Segway around this packed convention. Like,
okay, first of all, I thought he looked like a terrible diva riding a Segway around. I want to tell you, he looked like a total D-bag riding a Segway.
I mean, the
Segway
seemed like a cool idea at the time, but it backfired because now I'm like, now you look like a moron.
He looked ridiculous. Imagine heading up Star Party and Dave Ryan's riding around on a
you
Segway.
You should get one.
No.
There are too many stairs. It's dangerous.
I got some audio here, and this is Michael talking about who's to blame. This is on Dr. Phil.
How do they even know who to blame, to find you to blame?
Well, I mean, I had to go out and, like, when I made an announcement when it was canceled, I had to, all these news cameras were everywhere, just pointed on me, the hotels, everyone's coming at me.
But I thought Sydney went out and told everybody it was canceled.
She did. So Sydney went out.
It wasn't you, it was Sydney.
The first time. And then at the end, when I had to make, like, the official cancellation, she went out to try to de-escalate the situation.
Okay.
And then when I had to go out at the end and make the final calls, that was when all the cameras were there. I think that was a clip in your video.
You're shaking your head. That's not accurate.
It just grinds my gears, even listening to this. I mean, this was 2 years ago, and it still doesn't sit right with me. It just makes me so angry.
What about that made you angry? What did he lie about?
Well, the fact that he, like, even went on. So, like, when he was talking and he was saying these statements, he had no idea that we were at Dr. Phil. Like, he had no idea that Dr. Phil knew and was going to dispute all his claims. Mm. So hearing that, I was, like, backstage, like, no way. And I'm so glad Dr. Phil defended me. Like, who would have thought? Mm-hmm. Dr. Phil came to my defense.
This guy came on Dr. Phil thinking Dr. Phil would love him, believe him, and make him okay.
Correct. And they did their research. Yeah, the producers did their research, and everything is unraveling. Like, today is actually going to unravel everything.
Whoa. Okay, it's on Dr. Phil. This is not a plug for Dr. Phil. They didn't pay us
no,
for anything.
But
they didn't, seriously. Yeah. And I never watched Dr. Phil.
We never talk about Dr. Phil.
I respect Dr.
Yeah.
Phil. But, I mean, you know, this is a really, really good story. So what finally happened with this guy, Michael? I got to give him credit in a way. He's 24, 22 at the time, was ambitious enough to come up with this project.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like a lot of people who try something, like whether it's open up a restaurant or do a concert, they don't know what they're doing. So then was it that David didn't know what he was doing?
For sure. I don't want to, like, sit and bash him because I had worked for him for 3 years.
I think I keep
prior.
Calling him David. I don't
it's
know
Michael.
Why. His name
yeah.
is Michael, but I think I keep calling him David.
No, totally. But I had worked for him for a long time, and he had put on conventions. He did a convention in Chicago every year, which is, you know, how I met him. And those had always been super successful. And, I mean, the fans had a great time. Everything has gone as planned. I think with this one, he just got in way over his head. And like I'd said on the show, the success that came with his career, like, went straight to his head, and he just got in too deep with this one and had no idea and did not have the means to put on such a large scale event. I mean, it was having, like, the top creators in the game, like, I don't know, like David Dobrik.
Okay.
Yeah, those big guys.
We want to talk to you more. Can you hang out a little bit, Sydney?
For sure.
Okay, are you comfortable? Can I get you anything?
No, I'm great.
Okay, good. Can you go outside the parking lot and make an announcement?
No, please.
Okay, like, we'll be back. I want to talk more about Sydney. If you got any questions on this one, maybe you follow this. I think it's fascinating, even though I don't follow the world of influencers, but I follow Fallon, and that's more of an influence
than
I actually
so
need. You're more than welcome. We'll be back in a second. We've got some more questions for Sydney and some audio clips from Sydney on the Dr. Phil show. We are talking to Sydney. Sydney has been on the show a million times for This Week on Campus. And Sydney is funny, and she's warm, and she likes everybody. That's the great thing about Sydney is she makes you feel like you're her friend, even though she doesn't like you.
Aw, that's untrue.
No, that's
I think she likes everyone.
Sydney makes me feel like I'm her friend, and we don't even know each other that well. So Sydney is one of those people who's very, like, you know, she's everywhere. She works Cowboy Jack's, and you're downtown at Cowboy Jack's. You love that. And then also, you got a job working with this guy, Michael, on TanaCon. And then this whole TanaCon, which was a convention in Los Angeles a couple of years ago, to meet all these social media influencers. Way too many people showed up. They had to cancel it. This guy, Michael, who was the brainchild, is his brainchild, the brains behind the whole thing. He says he lost, like, close to $1 million on the whole thing. And then you ended up on Dr. Phil, because he went on Dr. Phil to clear his name, actually came out worse than ever on Dr. Phil. Because you say that he's kind of a liar, kind of a scammer.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that, especially with this event. And leading up to it, I didn't think those things about him at all. Like, we had a lot of great times. We went and did a lot of cool things. But there's, like, red flags that would come up here and there, and I didn't think much of it.
Here's a clip of your red flags on the Dr. Phil show from yesterday. And part two is airing today.
In March, leading up to TanaCon, is when the red flags were really popping up.
Such as?
We were going on a business trip to a convention with all of our clients. And leading up to that event, we were told we were going to take care of our clients, to take care of their meet and greets. We had a whole panel with all of our clients. And when it was close to the event, we were told, me and another employee, we had to earn our way into the event. And we're like, you know, what do you mean? Like, these are our clients. We were told we were going. Michael ended up buying us a ticket. We got there. And when we got there, we were told at that point that we had to earn a bed to sleep in. And it's like now I'm from Minnesota and I'm in Florida now. I don't know anybody in Florida. And to be looked at and told like you have to earn a bed to sleep in, I don't even know what that means or what that looks like. And actually in that moment, Tana and her team were the ones who came to me and our coworker, and they rearranged all their sleeping arrangements, all their hotel arrangements, to make sure that me and my coworker had a bed. And I remember that night being like, I am an employee of this company and I can't even have a bed to sleep in when I'm here working. And not only that, well, I flew
what
down.
What the hell was that all about?
I'll be honest with you. I don't actually recall this, but.
Now, that's Michael speaking right now. He says he doesn't recall this.
I have to laugh because it's just
ridiculous.
Like that whole scenario doesn't even sound real.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like a scam. That sounds like a scam. And it was just scam after scam, but I didn't think anything of it. But like, that's not normal for your quote unquote boss to be like, yeah, you have to earn your bed to sleep in.
What did you do to earn it? Work extra hours? Work harder?
See,
what did you have to do?
It was so unclear. Like, what were we supposed to do? We had a roster of clients, and our job was to, like, I mean, we're dealing with 17, 18-year-old teenage boys here. So, you know, like, getting them out of bed, making sure, like, they don't oversleep their panel or their meet and greet, and, like, making sure they look good for press, you know, like, that kind of thing. But the expectation was not clear. Like, what was I supposed to, like, run a marathon? Like, what did you want me to do?
That's the weirdest thing, Fallon, to be like you and I go into, like, a morning show convention and the boss saying, well, you want to have a room? You better earn it. Well, okay, well, what do we have to do to earn it? I'm not telling. Which basically meant you didn't get a room. You got it from Tana's people.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Well, people are texting, and someone wants to know, Sydney, did you ever confront him at the event? Something like, this hotel is way too small or something like that?
Yes, that convention specifically, the TanaCon, when I got there, I like looked around and I was like, this is not feasible. And shortly after I landed, our creative director, who's one of my really, really good friends, his name's Phil, he came in the second he stepped foot into the thing. He looked at Michael and said, you realize that this is not going to hold nearly what you think as well. And I mean, he was like, we're going to have barricades, so it, like, divides the room up. And we're like, no, like, this is just not going to work.
Someone wants to know, Sydney, what is your take on Shane Dawson? Dave, just, you know, that's another, like, YouTube kind of person. What is your take on his coverage of this event?
So Shane was supposed to be at the event. And for those who don't know, Shane Dawson's a huge YouTuber, doesn't really do conventions or meet people a lot, but he has an incredible fan base. So for him to be at this event, it was huge. And in the middle of all this chaos, I get a text and it's, hey, this is Shane Dawson. Can you talk? And at that moment, I'm like, this is much worse than I think. So he ended up doing like a 3-part series on the event.
Oh,
and
I see that now. That's
I
so cool.
think he did an excellent job with it.
It and was fair coverage?
It was fair coverage for sure. And he had asked me, and Michael even threw me under the bus in the thing and was like, Sydney will come on and defend me. And Sydney was not saying anything in that one because Shane's platform's huge. And, you know, at the time, I did not want to speak out against Michael because he's made threats. He's a bit terrifying. And when I was young enough and like didn't have experience or realize, you know, right from wrong with the ethics, I guess, of the industry, there was no way I was going to speak out about it. But I mean, I felt Dr. Phil was kind of a safe space. So that's why I'm talking now.
I get it. And you know what? I never really thought about much about Dr. Phil and his staff, but they did their homework.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a deep dive on this guy. And found out that a lot of what he said is not true.
Sydney, how did this stuff like actually affect your personal life moving forward? Were you getting threats and stuff?
People were very, very kind to me. Like the fans that I tried my best throughout the whole situation to answer every DM on Twitter, Instagram, and just like keep people in the loop. So fortunately, people were very kind to me, but I like suffered a lot of anxiety with it because I was dealing with all these people, and Tana has a huge platform, you know. And then when Shane got a hold of it, and you know, now my video, like clips of me here, is and no one's hearing my side of the story. I was so anxious because I'm like, I don't want people to think that I had anything to do with the planning of this. Like I did what I was told, and Tana had made a comment in Shane's series about like how he just had these poor interns working for him. And I was like, heck yeah, I am the poor intern. Mm-hmm. Like,
Did you ever get paid for this bit?
Yeah. So my creative director, Phil, that I had mentioned, ended up, Michael's like, I'm not going to pay anyone. Like, I don't have money to pay anyone.
Wow.
And he, at the time, I was working at like a restaurant. So Michael had told me if I came to the convention earlier than I was supposed to, I ended up going like 3 weeks early. He would cover all my wages that I lost from my job. And so at the end, he was like, no, I can't pay you. So I didn't see that money for like 6 months, but then Phil finally got him to pay me, and it wasn't nearly what I was promised, but it was something. So
you just turn the radio on. We're talking to Sydney, who's been on the show many times for This Week on Campus. She goes to the U, but she was on Dr. Phil yesterday and today because she was an assistant to the guy who put on this TanaCon convention in a couple of years ago, where people were supposed to come and meet influencers, like, you know, like your YouTubers or whatever. And it was just a disaster, and way too many people showed up, and it had to be shut down. And so Sydney is on Dr. What goes down? We only have a minute. What goes down on Dr. Phil today? Do you know?
Yeah, today is not going to be pretty. I know that much. I think I'm going to talk a little more and share a little more stories, as well as the creative director, Phil. And then a former client and a former roommate and another former employee come on, and they leave it all on the table because none of us have been able to talk before.
Okay.
About anything that's gone on. And I mean, everyone is brutally honest. And I think the truth of everything that we went through, aside from TanaCon, is going to come to light. And I just hope people realize, like, what we endured working for
this.
So
at the end of this Dr. Phil episode, where Michael had come on to, he approached Dr. Phil and said, I want to come on to explain myself and show that I'm a good person. It didn't work out that way. Even at the end of day two, he still doesn't look like, It didn't come out the way it wanted to.
I don't know how they're going to cut and edit. It's reality TV, but there's no way you can twist what's going on. So,
oh my gosh, really, I thought, by the way, this happened years and years ago. To hear it was only 2 years ago, yeah. I literally thought this was so long ago.
2018, right?
Yeah, it was 2018.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. We should put a link up to the Dr. Phil episode from yesterday if we can on DaveRyanShow.com.
I can do that, yeah.
Sydney, thank you.
Of course.
What are you doing the rest of the day, Sid? What's going on?
I'm going to go work out. I'm going to go get my lashes done. I'm going to have a self-care day before the chaos erupts tonight.
I love the part that you were tweeting about yesterday, and you're like, the truth comes out. And I was like, yes.
Hey, follow Sydney on Instagram. Let's get your Instagram one more time.
It's Sydney Monroe, and there's two Y's at the end of Sydney.
SYDNEYYMONROE.
Yes.
Okay,
correct.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sydney.
You're welcome.